WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. You can feel the temperatures coming down a bit this morning.
Oh, there is a definite chill in the air out there today, Eric, with a bit of a breeze as well. Temperatures currently range from 30 degrees in North Jersey, still holding on to 40s in South Jersey, but those thermometers are not going to go very far today. High temperatures in the lower 40s, which is about 5 degrees below normal, even for early December. The breeze will actually calm down. Once we get to about the middle of the afternoon, I think things will be much more comfortable, although certainly still pretty chilly out there. And tonight is going to get cold. Lows in the mid-20s, clear skies, and calm winds. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Highs only around 40. In addition, there'll be a chance for a few snow showers right along the coast tomorrow, late afternoon into the early evening hours. No travel issues, no accumulation issues are expected. Just a few snowflakes flying around. Thursday, sun and clouds, breezes back. Highs in the lower 40s. Right now, Freehold 38, Millville 41, and West Windsor 37.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 502. The driver of a car that was hit head-on Sunday near the campus of the College of New Jersey was his friend's designated driver, who just wanted to make sure all of his friends got home safe. 20-year-old Michael Sott was among those critically injured in that crash. A sophomore math major from Clark, Sott suffered a punctured lung and multiple spine fractures. Police say the driver of the other car, 22-year-old David Lamar, was impaired when he crossed the center line and hit Sott's car head-on. He has been charged with 7 counts of assault by auto. The state health commissioner says his department followed all its protocols in responding to an adenovirus outbreak at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehab. 11 medically fragile children have died there. That playbook is now being reassessed and changed.
The health department was told of the outbreak on October 9th when 20 children were ill, 2 were dead, and the first case of adenovirus was confirmed. But Health Commissioner Sharif Elnahal wasn't told until 10 days later after staff was concerned Wanacue couldn't implement directed control measures. That's now been changed, he says.
I do believe that leadership at the highest levels in the department need to be made aware of severe facility outbreaks immediately, in case deviations from protocol are warranted.
Eleanor Hall says he now will be notified of all new outbreaks. That averages several a day, so a separate notification was set up for severe outbreaks. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 503. Traffic in the news this hour. Now here's New Jersey Fast Traffic.
Good news, they've cleared the accident on the Parkway and Clark northbound by exit 135, and the truck lane southbound have been reopened on the New Jersey Turnpike. The accident cleanup and how you have Route 33 closed both ways as you make your way over towards Route 37. Repairs on 78 both ways. You're not going to be able to use the off-ramp for 287. Exit 29 is closed, and the Bayonne Bridge has been reopened. This report is sponsored by New Jersey Transit. New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you we need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text to NJTPD. That's New Jersey Fast Traffic. I'm Phil Kagan.
Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperatures much colder this morning, 30s and 40s as you step outside. It'll be a partly to mostly sunny day today, a breezy start. Winds will calm down around mid-afternoon. High temperatures only in the lower 40s, and it'll be a clear, calm, cold night tonight as temperatures drop below freezing into the 20s. Dan will have more on what you can expect for the rest of the week coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. Investigators may have identified a specific motive for those Colts Neck murders, but you won't get to know it. We'll have that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 507. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Much colder this morning than it was yesterday. Temperatures are in the 30s and 40s. We'll settle into the 40s. It'll be kind of a dry, uneventful day today, but much colder tonight as temperatures will drop below freezing. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Well, the intrigue surrounding the Colts Neck quadruple homicide continues to grow. The latest twist is a decision by the judge to seal a public affidavit that could have negative ramifications for the prosecution and defense.
In most cases, a probable cause complaint is a public document. This, however, is not a normal case. Paul Caniero is accused of murdering his brother's family, and he's pleading not guilty. His defense argues that the release of the detailed document would prevent any chance of a fair trial for their client. The prosecution agreed with the motion, but for different reasons. They did not want any witnesses named and harassed or any details released that could interfere with their own investigation. The judge will seal records until February 21st or when a grand jury proceeding wraps up. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy continues to plead ignorance as lawmakers begin their investigation into his hiring practices. Staffer Katie Brennan says she tried to alert Murphy about Al Alvarez, who she says raped her when both worked on Murphy's campaign for governor, but Murphy ignored her. There are also new reports that Murphy staffers tried to get lawmakers not to hold the hearings that begin today. Murphy denies that, too. Members of the committee are doubting that Murphy is telling the truth about all of this, and they'll hear from Brennan today. Atlantic City Mayor Frank Gilliam left his home after FBI and IRS agents raided his residence Monday. He had no comment to reporters as he left, and it remains unclear what agents were looking for. Gilliam and a council member were recently involved in an early morning fight outside an Atlantic City casino, but local prosecutors declined to file criminal charges. In April, a judge threw out a criminal complaint against Gilliam over the alleged theft of a $10,000 check from the Atlantic City Democratic Committee. New Jersey's Move Over law requires drivers to slow down and change lanes when they see the lights of police cars or other emergency vehicles on the shoulder of the road. The only problem is many drivers ignore that law, so a plan is moving forward to toughen the penalty for violating it.
Right now, Move Over violators are subject to fines between $100 and $500, but Assemblyman Eric Hotelling is sponsoring a measure to add two motor vehicle points to the penalty.
It's not the points as much as the fact that we want more people to know and be aware of what this law is all about and the danger of really not moving over, because there are people that have to work on the side of the road.
Unfortunately, these days, a lot of drivers are distracted, says Hotelling. We need to find a way to try to make sure they're paying attention to what they're doing. David Math, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:09. President Trump and First Lady Melania among the mourners paying their respects to the late President Bush as he lay in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Trump has declared tomorrow a national day of mourning. All federal offices will be closed. There will be no mail delivery. Wall Street will suspend trading. The former president will lie in state until services tomorrow at Washington National Cathedral. An assembly panel has endorsed the idea of requiring college students to get a vaccine for meningitis B if they're living on campus. Cases of bacterial meningitis were reported at Princeton in 2013 and 2014 and at Rutgers in 2016.
New Jersey requires a meningitis vaccine administered around age 12 with a booster dose at age 16. But Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz says meningitis B vaccines have been available only since 2014 and are given between ages 16 and 18.
This is preventable, and we have kids living in colleges who are in close proximity to each other. They are sharing water bottles. There's kissing going on and contact.
Christine McGinley says she's alarmed by how many vaccines are recommended by the CDC.
When will it ever be enough? How many vaccines will be enough?
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Immigration enforcement officials are preparing to step up the number of community and workplace raids across New Jersey now that the Murphy administration has essentially ordered police to stop cooperating with ICE agents. Immigration arrests were already up 35% last year. Officials say without the cooperation of the local police, they will have no choice but to conduct blanket sweeps looking for violent criminals, and many nonviolent illegals will be swept up in the process. New mission at Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst, and any concerns over the base's future have been put to rest.
By 2021, two dozen new KC-46A Pegasus tankers will call the Joint Base home. Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez led the effort to secure the mission and funding.
It deserved to be here. It's necessary, ultimately, for the base to continue to be preserved, to promote its mission, to promote our national security, but also to drive New Jersey's economy.
The base is New Jersey's second largest employer. In Trenton, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Definitely, it is cooling off this week. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, you said it was going to cool off, and it certainly has already.
There you go. And it's actually happening a little slower than I expected. You know, yesterday was a decent day, if you didn't mind that wind blowing. Of course, this morning, it is not only breezy, it's chilly out there. So, with temperatures 30s, lower 40s, we still have some wind gusts over 20 20 miles an hour at times. So that's adding a bit of a bite to that cold air. We're back to bundling up here. Many wind chills in the 20s as we begin the day. It'll be mostly to partly sunny today. Highs only make it to the lower 40s, though. A lot of spots already there. So we only climb a couple of degrees as the day goes on. The breeze will be biting this morning, but winds will calm down by about the middle of the afternoon. Clear, calm, and cold tonight. Lows fall to the mid-20s. Northwestern New Jersey, might see some teens, but at least calm winds mean we don't have to talk about that ferocious wind chill. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 40. In addition, an offshore low could spark a couple of snow showers right along the coast. This looks to be tomorrow late afternoon into early evening. I do not expect any accumulations. Thursday, sun and clouds, breezy, highs lower 40s. Friday, sunshine, still only around 40 degrees. And for the weekend, we're still watching this potentially significant storm system that may impact New Jersey. Right now, I'm favoring a southern trajectory that has it missing the Garden State, but still worth watching as the week goes on. New Jersey First News Time is 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, a college student critically injured near the campus of TCNJ trying to get his friends home safely. He was the designated driver. Police say an impaired driver hit his vehicle. Governor Murphy continues to deny he knew anything about rape allegations against a former staffer as the legislature launches hearings today. In sports, the Eagles back at 500. They beat the Redskins 28-13 Monday Night Football last night. Devils fall to Tampa. Knicks and Nets lose. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5.
Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere.
Download the app.
Anywhere I go in the country, I tune in on the app and I feel like I'm at home.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now. It's free. Supported by Robert Tekansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. The breeze and the chill making for another bundle up morning here across New Jersey. We're in the 30s and lower 40s now. We only make it to the lower 40s this afternoon. The breeze dies down partly to mostly sunny and dry today, but the cold air is definitely back and it's probably here to stay through late next week. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:20.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on this Tuesday morning in the Great Garden State. Kids are going to need a jacket on the way to the bus stop this morning. Temperatures have dropped dramatically from where they were yesterday morning at this time. 30s and 40s. 40s will do it for the high, and we'll be in the 20s tonight, but it'll stay dry. Dan will have more on the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Taking multiple medications can increase the risk of a car crash for older drivers. That's in new research from AAA. More than 50% of older adults who still drive report using seven or more medications.
Robert Sinclair of AAA Northeast says the more meds an older driver takes, the more likely they are to use one that can cause driving impairment.
It's estimated that about 20% of the older drivers who are using these medications are using things that are considered to have limited therapeutic effect.
Cardiovascular meds are the most commonly used among older drivers, but also
benzodiazepines and first-generation antihistamines, they can create impairing effects such as blurred vision, confusion, fatigue, lack of coordination.
Using these meds can increase a driver's risk for a crash by up to 300%. Jen Ursolo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A trial is scheduled to begin this week in a Catholic Order's lawsuit claiming an attorney violated a confidentiality clause in a clergy sex abuse case. The Order of St. Benedict sued Gregory Gianforcaro for telling reporters in 2012 that a more than 20-year-old settlement with a former Del Barton school student was approximately seven figures. He has represented several other former Del Barton students who claim they were sexually abused at the school. The former student successfully sued to be released from his confidentiality agreement in 2014. This holiday season is one of joy for many, but for thousands of Garden State families without a secure place to call home, this is not a very festive time. Efforts are being ramped up to assist them.
The Jersey Department of Community Affairs is spending millions to help those who are chronically homeless or facing the prospect of becoming homeless. Janelle Winter of the DCA's Division of Housing and Community Resources says the Homelessness Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program provides
ongoing rental assistance for 6 months or even up to a year, along with some assistance with utility payments if needed, too.
Becoming homeless is especially traumatic for children, says Winter. We're offering a variety of help to make sure kids can stay in a stable environment. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:26. We have temperatures this morning that are in the 30s and 40s, and we are going to get much colder as we move into this evening, and it's going to pretty much stay that way for the rest of the week. Dan is going to have everything you need to know about the forecast coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30. How friends are remembering a TCNJ student as a hero as he tried to get his friends home safely but ended up getting hit head-on by another vehicle. We'll update business news next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Pleasure to talk to you guys. I listen to you every day on the way to work.
New Jersey 101.5.
Do you or a loved one struggle with sleep apnea or snoring? I'm Dr. Kenneth Newkirk, Medical Director of Head and Neck Surgery at Hackensack Meridian Health, Jersey Shore University Medical Center. We are the first healthcare system in the state to offer Inspire Therapy, an innovative solution to help solve sleep apnea. This new technology uses a remote control device to regulate breathing and snoring so you can get a good night's sleep. Visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org/inspire for more information.
Log on to the Insider drop-down page on NJ1015.com to become a New Jersey Insider for a chance to win great prizes. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health. Our listeners have the chance to win tickets to shows and sporting events, the latest techno gear, retail gift cards, and more. Earn chances to win by clicking on the Hackensack Meridian flashcards and learn about an array of exclusive health and lifestyle information, from healthy recipes to wellness tips and more. The prize club is courtesy of Hackensack Meridian Health and New Jersey 101.5. Tuned in to health, we are life years ahead.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:28 as we update business news. Asian shares mostly lower today. Investors are now questioning if a 90-day truce in tariffs battle will allow the U.S. and China to actually resolve a range of issues from tech development to trade. Dow jumped more than 1% yesterday, 25,826. NASDAQ and S&P also had good days. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news director, Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.